Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. I'm so happy to have you on our show today, and I want to apologize because I haven't been around for some time. I'm really sorry about that, but I've been traveling so much, and I find it challenging to always get to the phone at the right time. So here I am. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, author of To Be or Not To Be, The Choice Is Yours, and you are listening to the To Be show. And today you are in for a really special treat because our guest tonight, or our guest this morning, depending where you are, is Dr. David Wolf. And Dr. Wolf has a very interesting book that I recommend everybody to get. Why? Because it talks about relationships. The title of the book is Relationships at Work, The Power of Conscious Living. Why is that important? Because relationships start with ourselves. So the first relationship that we have, and we will have that always, that is the relationship with ourselves. And from there, it goes outward to others. And this is what David Wolf talks about. And without further ado, I want to bring him on. David, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, it's so nice to have you. And I really like your book.
I appreciate your invitation to be on your To Be show. I'm very inspired by that.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, first of all, thank you for sending me the book. Mm. And I've read a good half of it. I didn't quite get the time to read the whole thing, but what I read was very inspiring and also very interesting because you have a special way of looking at it and you are precise. You really drill it down to the absolute essential, and I enjoyed that immensely. This is why I want to start talking about a special concept that you have in there.
And that
And that is said in just a few words. You say that if we would be, do, and have, if we would live in that sequence, then our life would be much easier. How do you mean that? Be, do, have.
Yes. Well, thanks for that comment and question, Barbara. I guess for me, it's about like to stop chasing happiness, to stop chasing security, or to stop chasing fulfillment, and to choose happiness, joy, fulfillment, security, because that's our birthright as spiritual entities. I'm the director of Sapatov Institute, and in our Sapatov Institute programs, whether it's our books, our seminars, our coach training, we talk about like a string of zeros. And if we have a string of 10 or 20 zeros, what's it worth? And, of course, it's worth zero.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the zeros take on value if we put the one in front of the zeros. And so the one, that's that self-realization, that spiritual element, to understand that, and a metaphor we use is that we're not the car, we're the driver of the car. Let's say if I'm driving around in a Toyota, and I'm driving around Toyota, and I'm thinking, I'm Japanese, because this vehicle that I'm in was made in Japan. And then the next day I get into a Volkswagen, and I think, I'm German. And the next day I get into a Ford, and I think, now I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking, oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But that's, in a sense, what we're doing, that we identify with this vehicle we're in. If this vehicle was born in America, we think, if this vehicle is black, we think we're black, white, Chinese, like that. Whereas actually the bodily covering has nothing intrinsically to do with our spiritual selves. Of course, we want to care for, we want to take nice care of our car so that it can take us to where we want to go. So similarly, we want to take care of our body so that it can help us on our spiritual journey of self-realization. But if in that journey we get confused and we think we are the car, then that's illusion. So,
mm-hmm.
so the nature of spirit are all of those qualities. That's the nature of our intrinsic being, that we are intrinsically powerful, beautiful, radiant, balanced, complete, and joyful, and giving and loving. And so from this be-do-have paradigm of life to experience joy and power and courage and vitality, I don't need to do anything, and I don't need to have anything, because that's who I am.
No, I totally agree with you, David. But isn't it true that many people, they do it the other way around? It's like, it's have, do, and be. So first I need to have something so that I can be something, or that I can do something in order to eventually be something or somebody. And that we feel very separated from that entity that you talked about, you know, that entity that is already, that is already perfect, that is already everything that we look for and strive for.
Yes, it's so common that the have, do, be paradigm of life, that people are living that, as you say, Barbara. Yeah, that's so common. And I know in my coaching or my seminar facilitation, that's a big part of what I'm doing, is creating a space so that people transform from have, do, be to be, do, have. And have, do, be could look like, yes, if I just have that car or that position in the company or $500,000 in the bank, then finally I'll be able to do what I want to do, and I'll be satisfied, fulfilled, complete, and powerful. But first I need to have the $500,000 in the bank. If I just had a nicer boss, then I'd be productive, successful, and satisfied. But first I need a nicer boss. And then we tend to always be chasing the carrot in that paradigm of life, and it can be very sad, because it's kind of sad, because our intrinsic nature again is we're these radiant, glorious spiritual entities, part and parcel of the divine, and then, like, if I'm going after that boat or that particular bank account or whatever external thing in order to experience fulfillment, power, and satisfaction, the intrinsic message I'm sending to myself, my communication with myself and to the world, is that I'm not inherently warm, complete, powerful, strong, and lovable. I need that external thing to complete me. And so it's actually a very weak position. It's a very weak position, this have, do, be approach to life, compared to be, do, have. Be, do, have, where I'm experiencing myself. I'm experiencing myself as playful, joyful, happy, powerful. And then in that paradigm, it's not a lazy paradigm. There's so much activity and there's so much abundance flowing, because naturally, if I'm being the strong, trusting, and secure person that I am, I'm going to do things that secure, trusting, and joyful people do, and I'm going to have things that secure, trusting, joyful people have, like abundance flowing in their life and trusting, fulfilling relationships. So in the be-do-have paradigm, the doing and having is there, and it's more potent than in any other consciousness, because my activity and my having flow naturally from my being. They're not a separate endeavor.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't come first before, they don't come before the being. They don't come first in life. And I totally agree with that. I mean, my show is called the To Be Show, and it's all about being in my way of thinking. So we're totally in agreement and in alignment there. How do you help people to understand that they are not separated from source, or they are not separated, you know, they are not, they don't have to do certain things or have certain things in order to be a real powerful human being, a real, you know, a fulfilled spiritual being? How do you help them understand that?
Yeah, well, in our Sattva Tov programs, and just that word Sattva Tov, it's a word I made up, and it's composed of two words from ancient wisdom traditions. The word sattva is from the ancient Sanskrit, and like English words like satisfied or saint come from the Sanskrit sattva, and it means goodness or enlightenment. And tov or tovut comes from the Hebrew biblical tradition, and also it means goodness or enlightenment. So we're endeavoring to bring enlightened self-realization consciousness to the world through the programs of Sattva Tov Institute. And how we do it, we have an array of approaches and methods, from cognitive to emotionally cathartic to, of course, action-oriented and direct spiritual practice. And so what we do in Sattva Tov Institute is spiritually based, and it's communication based. And that we developed an approach to communication called transformative communication. And it's not just a set of skills. Transformative communication, it's a method, it's an approach, it's a communication-based approach to self-realization. And where we focus is to create sacred space through removing any communication strategies that might roadblock or contaminate the sacred space. And that means sacred space between us in communication, or as you were saying at the beginning of the show, our communication with ourself, our relationship with ourself. Because we're always communicating. It's said the quality of our communication is the quality of our life. And so, say if I'm communicating with myself that I'm not lovable, and I might not be conscious that I'm communicating that, but it could be less than I'm not lovable. So then the spiritual principle is things go from subtle to external. And so I'm going to make that true in my life. Like, she rejected me. He doesn't like me. That confirms my belief. If I'm communicating with myself, I'm not reliable. Then I'm going to create that. I'm going to make that true. So we look at our communication with ourself and our communication interpersonally, and we clear whatever might contaminate a sacred space, and we develop and cultivate high-level communication strategies to take into our life and to use in our self-realization life. And in that sacred space, we get to courageously introspect and see what's authentic to my being and what's inauthentic. That what's authentic to my spiritual being, to my core essential self, and what is inauthentic? What is that which I've maybe taken from my past that is really not aligned with who I am in the highest and most profound sense? And then in that sacred space and that courageous introspection, we support and challenge each other to live from a be do have approach to life. That's a brief description of the model of the process that we use in Sattva Tov, the process we call transformative communication.
It sounds very interesting, and I think it is essential for everyone. I mean, every one of our listeners and everyone out there that doesn't feel totally at home with themselves and in love with themselves. To go to such a seminar or to go to such a type of training, because if you are totally happy with yourself, then you can make the world happy. Then you can, it can go only from the inside out. It cannot go vice versa, Nobody else can make you happy. It might feel like that. You fall in love freshly and you feel that, that person makes me happy. But at the end of the day, the only person that can really make you happy is yourself, and that happens in the present moment. So, in the being, in the present. You talk in depth about empathic communication. I really like that. Can you explain to our listeners what you mean with that? Because you mentioned roadblocks before, so in our communication sometimes for instance, between men and women, very often a woman is talking because she needs to get a problem out. She just needs to voice it, air it. And the man immediately wants to give advice. You know, he wants to help, he wants to solve the problem and give the advice. And then we close down because we don't want advice, you know. But we do want to
communicate. Yeah, that's a very common scenario, what you just described with
exactly.
It's a common scenario amongst humans, and especially between genders. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, what you're saying, Barb, it reminds me of sometimes we talk about understanding as being like life air. Just like if someone gets the wind knocked out of them, they get the air knocked out of them, and they're gasping for breath, we could offer them a pile of money. It won't matter. All they want is air. We could offer them their favorite meal. It won't matter. And so similarly, especially when ourselves or someone in our life, especially when someone's disturbed, agitated, maybe hostility, anger, bubbling up rage, and that whole constellation of emotions, sometimes in those times, all we want is to be understood. And that if we're annoyed, irritated, frustrated, angry, furious, and even if someone has a brilliant analysis or a good advice, or even if they praise us, it won't be satisfying, because oftentimes all we want is to be understood, and that understanding can be like life air. So that's what, because when we talk about transformative communication, we do focus a lot on communication strategies, and most people, when we speak of communication, we speak of talking and how to talk and how to say things, but we don't start there. We start really on the other side of communication. It said the philosopher Paul Tillich said the first duty of love is to listen, and so it's like a practical way to express love to genuinely listen and give that understanding. And I make a distinction, Barbara, between understanding and agreement. That if I can show I understand someone. That doesn't mean I agree necessarily. I could show someone really angry or feeling humiliated or whatever it is. That doesn't mean that I necessarily agree that they are valid to feel that way. What I mean, like, there's a saying, people don't care what you know till they know that you care. And a great way that we can show that we care is to show that we've really listened and understood, apart from whether we agree or not. Because, let's say I'm expressing something and I'm emotionally charged about it. And let's say you have a different point of view. You have a different perspective. Now, I'm more likely to be open to hear and receive your perspective if you first show that you've understood what I said and the feeling behind it and my inspiration and my fears, that if I get, hey, Barbara's really understanding me deeply and completely, I'm going to probably be more open to your perspective compared with if, you know, I speak and then you just say, well, here's my opinion. You give me advice or you criticize me or something like that. And so, to create that sacred, secure space for courageous introspection and self-realization, we start with empathic listening. They've done studies, for example, in labor management negotiations, and it's been shown that the conflicts between labor and management are solved twice as quick when they practice the strategy of one party repeating back what the other party said before saying what they want to say. And
that makes sense, because then the other
that
person
makes sense,
knows
yeah.
that you understood
right.
and you took it serious. Yeah, you took the points and
yes.
gave them back. So that gives the person a feeling of being respected and being listened to. Definitely that will help. And
yes.
it will open them yes. up also to further communication. You know, it's not confrontational. It's not ordering. It's not advising. It is, you know, you've given me this information. And, you know, now you are open also that to listen to what the other person has to say, because they have given you that space and that respect. Absolutely.
Yes.
Right. Totally.
And so, it creates, just like you're saying, it creates a real culture of dialogue. Dialogue meaning I'll express myself after you confirm that I've understood 100% of what you said. And then there's real dialogue, a real enriched understanding in the conversation. It's not just kind of two monologues competing with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have that quite often in business, don't we? That they are all, especially in boardrooms, I find that they are always, they seem to be competing with each other. You know, I've got something to say, and I want to say it first. And while you get your sentences and your presentation ready, or the bit that you want to, you know, show off with today, you don't even listen to the other people. You just wait until they take a breather, and you jump in, and you throw your bit into the room. And in most cases, that doesn't work because people are not ready to listen to it. They are still, you know, trying to understand what the last person has said. And I think we see that very much in business. We see that also very much, very, very much in relationships, especially in marriages.
Sure, for sure.
And if people could just listen to each other and let the other person finish and actually let it vibrate within themselves what the other person has said. And I think it's a fantastic way that you repeat it back to them. I understand that you blah, 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 you know, that this is what you mean. And then not only will the other person feel much more appreciated, but also you will understand it much better. I use a lot of accelerated learning techniques, and we do a similar thing, right? You repeat something back, you actually put it into action, what you've just heard, so that it sticks with you, that you really understand it, and that's a similar approach. How can people find you? And where do you? I know that you do seminars and life trainings. Are they all corporate, or you also do open seminars?
We do a lot of open seminars. Just last weekend in Gainesville, Florida, I taught an open seminar. Of course, we do some in-house. I'll be teaching an open Sofitel Foundational Seminar May 13th to 15th in Edmonton, Canada, May 13th to 15th. If it's okay, Barbara, I'll give the Sofitel website is sofitel.com.
Sure.
And I know it's a funny word, so I'll spell it for your listeners. And that's S as in Stephen, A, T, Thomas, V, Victor, A, T, Thomas, O, V, Victor, E, sofitel.com. On the Sofitel website, there's the calendar of the seminars that I teach. Also, the book, Relationships to Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. You can order that on the website. Also, it's available at Amazon. We also have a free download CD entitled The 7 Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. And also, in the library section of the Sofitel website, there's many videos, audio clips, radio shows about transformative communication. And also, I'll be glad if the listeners want to write to me personally. That's David B. Wolf at sofitel.com. If they want to write to me personally, I'll be glad to hear their comments or realizations.
Excellent. So everybody that is listening, get in touch with David. If you feel you have challenges with communication with yourself, and you know, listen to yourself. I can really recommend that. Listen to yourself. I remember my mom, whenever she was really happy, she always said, "Oh, I have to be careful. Something bad is going to happen." I mean, if you have that kind of self-talk, you know, it's like, I don't deserve happiness. You know, I'm too happy today, so something bad's going to happen. And whenever she made a little error, she said, "Oh, I'm so stupid. Don't have that type of communication with yourself. It's mm-hmm. at least as important as the communication you have with the outer world. And you're going to project what you say to yourself also to the outer world. So be careful there." And go to David's website and get that free CD, because it's a very good program. I actually have it, and I've listened to it, The 7 Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. And isn't that what we all want, fulfilling relationships with ourselves?
Yes, yeah, we're naturally social creatures, and we're naturally looking for happiness in relationships. And so I invite your listeners and their friends and family members to connect with the Sofitov experience to create profound fulfillment.
Definitely. And it's free, guys. So, you know, I mean, can't get any better than that, to get
good and
valuable information and get it for free. And it gives you a deeper sense of the work that David does. And really, I can recommend that you get the book. Also, David, I want to commend you and compliment you on the book layout and on the quality of the printing. It's absolutely nice. I love to touch it, you know, a real physical book when it's well printed and it has a nice cover and it has a good feel to it. For me, that's important. It's it's totally different to reading an electronic thing. So I like your book very, very much.
Thank you. That's very encouraging for me to hear. Thanks for that.
It satisfied that physical need in me, you know, to touch something nice while I'm reading some interesting content. But we want more.
Yeah. Sometimes the electronic, there could be something missing in that from a physical book. Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's I find it, well, personally, I like real books that I can take with me outside on the terrace and read in the sunlight that is just starting now in spring here in Germany, finally. So, David, thank you very much for having been on the show. I hope that our readers will get in touch with you and that they understood that they need to be, first of all, before they can do and have successfully. So, all of you that are listening, the core message here from both David and myself is that be yourself. You are already perfect as you are. Nothing wrong with you. So, you know, don't try to work on that and make it dependent on what you have or what you do. As you are good. That's number one. And thank you, David, for joining us on the To Be Show today. And I hope we stay in touch. And, oh, yeah, I'm on your show tomorrow, right?
You're on my show tomorrow. I look forward to it.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Our show is 1 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, Wednesday, April 6, 2011. And I look forward to interviewing you tomorrow, Barbara. And thank you very much for inviting me to be on your To Be show.
Thank you. And I want to give out David's website again one more time. David, can you spell it one more time, please? Because it's a difficult word.
The Sofitov website, SATVATOVE.com. Sofitov.com.
And it's actually on the show page. So if you missed it, you know, just go to our show page. It's actually there. I want to invite all my listeners also to join me in person in Colorado in June. I'm speaking at the Festival of Enlightenment in June in Colorado. It's a big festival, a full week. I call it the Woodstock for the Mind. We're going to have amazing fun, and we will have a lot of transformation, motivation, inspiration, and fantastic music. So it's an outing for the whole family. There's a youth festival parallel to it, so you can put your kids there. They're taken good care of. And, you know, join the fun. June 13th to June 19th, Festival of Enlightenment. And there's still some early bird tickets until the 15th of April. Only $100 for a full week of teaching. So this is Barbara Hofmeister from the To Be Show, and I see you next Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barbara.